ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. ולרנינג בעזר השם יתברך, פרשת בו. And we have in this week's parashat, the last three makot, הקדוש ברוך הוא brought on מצריים. Like בעל התורים brings down the word בו, as the gematria three, to be מרמז on the last three makot, מכת הרבה, חושך, and מכת בכורות, all these three makot, הקדוש ברוך הוא brought on the מצריים in this week's parasha. And we see, right after מכת חושך, the pasuk says, ויקרא פרעו אל משה, ויאמר לכו עבדו את אדוני, רק צונכם ובקרכם יוצג, גם טפכם ילך עמכם. See, פרעו, he called after משה ואהרון, and he told them, you could go now. After the מכה, now מכת חושך came, he told them, you could go now, משה and עם ישראל, whoever wants to go, anyone who wants to go, he could go, not like what he told them before, לכונה הגברים ויעבדו את אדוני כי אותה אתם מבקשים. Now he was softened a little bit. He said, go, whoever wants to go. Anyone wants to go, he could go. רק צונכם קרכם יוצג. Only you have to leave your behemot over here to make sure that you're coming back. גם טפכם ילך עמכם. Also your children, they could go also with you. That unlike what he told them after מכת פרד, that's what he told them. But here, when the pasuk said, "Rak tzonechem ubkarchem yutzag," obviously Parao, he didn't mean to tell them they shouldn't take with them their behemoth. Obviously, the whole reason they're leaving Mitzrayim because they wanted to bring behemoth. How could Parao tell them, "Rak tzonechem ubkarchem yutzag"? How could they leave their behemoth? They're going to bring korbanot from their behemoth. And obviously, the Hatan Sofer explains that obviously we're talking about all the extras. All the behemoth that you're going to need to bring korban, of course you could take them with you, because that's the whole purpose you're leaving Mitzrayim. But we're talking about all the rest of the behemoth. You should leave them in Mitzrayim to make sure you're coming back. ויאמר משה, משה רבנו answered them, גם אתה תתן בידינו זבחים ועולות ועשינו לאדוני אלוהינו. וגם מקננו ילך עמנו, לא תישאר פרסה, כי ממנו נקח לעבוד את אדוני אלוהינו, ואנחנו לא נדע מנה עבוד את אדוני עד בואינו שמה. משה רבנו, he answered them, he told them, not only we have to take all of our behemoth with us, you also, פרעו, you have to give us some behemoth to bring קורבנות to הקדוש ברוך הוא as well. When פרעו heard this, the pasuk said, וחזק אדוני את לב פרעו, הקדוש ברוך הוא strengthened, he hardened the heart of פרעו, ולא אבל שלחם, no way, you're not going, ויאמר לו פרעו, לך מעלי, he kissed him out, he told him, get out of here, השמר לך, אל תוסף ראות פניי, don't you dare see me again, because if you're gonna see me again, I'm gonna kill you. That's how פרעו told משה רבנו, and משה answered him, no problem, וכן דברת, לא אוסיף עוד ראות פניך, I'm never gonna see you again. Right after that, that's the conversation here between משה רבנו, and Parao, even though by Makat Barad, before Makat Arbe started, after Makat Barad, Parao, he said, Adonai Tzadik, Vanevi Ami Arshaim. And before Makat Arbe came, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, come back, they called him back, and then Moshe Rabbeinu told him, no, we have to go, Gam Makneinu Yerech Amanu Lot Shair Parasai, we want to go, all of us. Parao told him, וגרש אותם מעט פני פרעו. He kissed them out, but here, this time, after מכת חושך, he told them, don't you dare see me again. And משה רבנו told them, you're right, I'm never going to see you again. Right after that, ויאמר אדוני אל משה, עוד נגע אחד אביע על פרעו ועל מצרים. Before משה רבנו left the palace of פרעו, השם came down to משה רבנו, and he told him, you should tell פרעו, you should warn him about מכת בכורות that's coming, the final מכת, Hashem is going to bring on them. You have to tell them, עוד נגע אחד אביע על פרעו ועל מצרים, אחריכן אשלח אתכם מזה, כשלחו כלה, גרש יגרש אתכם מזה. After this מכה, Hashem promised משה רבנו, after מכת בכורות, פרעו is not only going to let you go, he's going to want to kiss you out, he's going to chase you to run out of מצרים. גרש יגרש אתכם מזה. Therefore, דברנה באוזני העם, וישאלו איש מעת רעהו, ואישה מעת רעותה, כי לכסף וכלי זהב. So he told them, each one should borrow from his neighbor, כי לכסף וכלי זהב, בגדים, whatever they need, they should borrow from their neighbor, and then, because they have to leave Mitzrayim. That's here what the pasuk says over here. I saw here the Hatam Sofer, He's bothered over here, the Hatam Sofer, in Nun Dalit, Amud Alef. He said, יש לפרש דבריו, מה יטעמה לא כאמר כן בפרשת שמות? כי שם לא הזכיר שאלה באיש כלל, רק אישה מעת שכנתה. He says, החתן סופר, I don't understand. You see, by פרשת שמות, before Hashem sent משה רבנו to פרעו, he told him that פרעו is not going to listen to you, but at the end, פרעו is going to send you out of מצרים, and before you're going to leave מצרים, בשאלה אישה משכנתה ומגרת ביתה, כלי כסף וכלי זהב ובגדים, ושמתם על בניכם ועל בנותיכם, ונצלתם את מצרים. That's what Hashem told him over there. But Hatan Sofer said over there doesn't say each man should borrow from his neighbor and each woman should borrow from her neighbor. Over there it says, "Bishala isham sheikh inta magaradita." The woman is going to ask from her neighbor, "Kele chesav kele zahab." But here, this week's parasha, the Bernabe, "Bishalu ish meet re'ehu, v'isha meet re'uta." Male should ask from his friend, from his the Masri, and Hashem etreuta. The female should also ask. How come he didn't tell them in Parashat Shemot? Hashem didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu that before he's gonna leave Mitzrayim, the man is also gonna ask from the Masriim, not only the woman. Over there, he told him only the woman is gonna ask. Here, this week Parasha, the man and the woman they're gonna ask. Why he changed it? Ve'tu kashya ma'itama tzva al ze ahar. אחר שאמר לא אוסיף עוד ראות פניך. Why Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu this thing over here after Parao told him don't you dare see my face again, and Moshe told him I'm never gonna see you again. After that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu each man should borrow from his neighbor כדי כסף וכלי זהב, which this מצווה didn't say in Parashat Shemot. So Chaura, what's going on over here and why only after Parao told him don't you ever see me again? ויש לומר דהנה משה רבנו עליו שלום לא פנה אל הבזה, רק נתעסק בעצמות יוסף. זה דגמרה מסכת סוטה תלת אסדף י' ג' זה דגמרה brings it over there that משה רבנו he was a חכם. Why he was חכם? Because דגמרה says over there all עם ישראל they were busy collecting money from מצרים. Hashem told them, "Vishala Hashem shechinta mugarat pita. Each meet ra'eu, v'isha meet ra'uta. Each one should borrow from his neighbor, and they're doing mitzvah." Hashem told them, "You have to borrow from them." They're doing mitzvah. They're borrowing. So everyone was busy collecting money, borrowing money from his neighbor, with the Egyptian. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't go to do such a thing. He was looking. Where is Aaron Oshel Yosef? Where is the Aaron of Yosef at Tzadik? Where they put him? Because Yosef, he made Shibu'ah to Bnei Israel. Ki hashbeya hashbeya at Bnei Israel emor pakod fkod Elohim etchem ve'alitem ta'asmutayim zeh ettechem. Paro, Yosef at Tzadik, he made Am Israel swear to him that they're never going to leave Mitzrayim unless they're going to take him together with them. So all of Am Israel were busy collecting money, borrowing money from their neighbor. Moshe Rabbeinu was busy looking for the Aaron of Yosef. That's why Hacham Le Bikach Mitzvot. That's what the Gemara over there told us that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Hacham. Because he asked the Hatam Sofer, "May ulmeh dihay ase de asmut Yosef, mehay ase de bizdat Mitzrayim." So I don't understand why Moshe Rabbeinu he chose to deal with the mitzvah of looking for Asmot Yosef. Am Yisrael cannot leave without taking Asmot Yosef. Let someone else take care of the Asmot of Yosef, the Aron of Yosef. Let his children, grandchildren, Yosef's grandchildren, let them take care of Aron and Yosef. And Moshe Rabbeinu is going to get busy borrowing money from his neighbor. It's also mitzvah. This is mitzvah and this is mitzvah. Why Moshe Rabbeinu, he chose the mitzvah of taking Aron and Yosef? ויש לומר די הקדוש ברוך הוא לא צווה אלא איש מעת רעהו ואין רעהו למשה רבנו עליו שלום אלא המלך פרעו. So here in this week's parasha Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu דבר נא באוזני העם, each one should borrow איש מעת רעהו, man should borrow from his friend and the woman should borrow from her friend. So here Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the king. The pasuk said והי בישורון מלך. Who's that בישור והי בישורון מלך? That was Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Midrash tells us. So who was the friend of Moshe Rabbeinu? If Moshe Rabbeinu was the king, he has to ask from his friend, from his fellow king. Who's the friend of Moshe Rabbeinu in Mitzrayim? That's Parao. Moshe's friend in Mitzrayim, because Moshe was king, it was Parao. So Moshe, he has to ask from Parao to lend him some money. But Parao just told him a minute ago, "Lo tosif od reot panai." Don't you ever see me again. How's he going to go to him? Sakanat nefashot. How's he going to go? Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw that this mitzvah to borrow money from the Mitzrayim doesn't apply to him. Why? Because who's going to be Moshe's friend among the Mitzrayim? That's Parao. And Parao, he just warned him, "Don't you ever see me again." Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "This mitzvah doesn't apply to me. Which mitzvah does apply to me? I have to take care of Aaron and of Yosef." Let's hear how the Hatan Sofer tells us. "Ka'ish Moshe gadol meod be'ene abde Farao b'ene ha'am. V'imkin, kivan shekvar kodem tzvui ze nishba' shelo yosif re'ot b'ene Farao, tu lo hal alav mitzvat she'ilat ish me'et re'ehu." So since that, not only that Moshe Rabbeinu, Farao told him, "Don't you ever see me again," Moshe told him also, he answered him, he told him, "Ken debarta, lo yosif od re'ot b'ene ha'am, I'm never going to see you again." So Moshe Rabbeinu, he made Shebu'at to Parao, "I'm never going to see you again. How is he going to go back to borrow money from him?" And therefore, he has no other mitzvah to take care ela the mitzvah of Aaron Yosef. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was busy with Aaron Yosef. "V'yashta'at Shapir, ki perashat Shemot, lo rasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehizkir she'ila ba'anashim, de'imken tahul gam al Moshe Rabbeinu, ve'lo yachol ta'asek be'asmot Yosef. Lekach lo tzva al zekharim kilal, rak ahar she'amar lo'osif od re'ot panecha." Therefore, here the Hatam Sofer tells us that's why in Parashat Shemot, Hashem did not command Ben Israel that the ish he should borrow from his friend. He didn't. There was no such a mitzvah in Parashat Shemot. Why? Because if Hashem would have told Moshe Rabbeinu that mitzvah in Parashat Shemot, that mitzvah is going to be applicable to Moshe Rabbeinu as well. And who's going to take care of Aaron Yosef? Therefore, over there he didn't tell him men. They don't have mitzvah to borrow from their neighbor. Only Sham Shechinta, not men. Here, after Moshe Rabbeinu, he came in front of Parao, and Parao told him, "Don't you dare see me again." And Moshe Rabbeinu, he swore to him, "You said correct, I'm never going to see you again." Now it became like sort of Shebu'ah on Moshe Rabbeinu. He's not allowed to see Parao again. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Parao, and Moshe Rabbeinu, he swore to Parao, he's never going to see him again. Now Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Now the commandment obviously doesn't apply to you, it applies to the rest of Am Israel. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, you take care of the Aaron of Yosef." That's here what the Hatam Sofer tells us here, beautiful Pirush. But the question is, why the Pasuk have to tell us over here, a man should borrow from his friend and a woman from her friend? Just the Pasuk could have wrote everything in shorter way. The Bernabe was Ne'am, Vishalu Mitzrayim, Kerachesav Chlezahab. What Ish Meit Re'ehu, Isha Meit Re'ehuta. What is all this? It's an unneeded word over here. Moshe Rabbeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu could have told him much shorter. Vishalu Mitzrayim, Kerachesav Chlezahab. That's it. Bekitzur Belanyan. Why all these things? Ella, we have the famous Gemara here in Masechet Berachot, Daftet Amud Alef. The Gemara tells us here, "The Bernabe Ozni Ha'am Vishalu Ish Mitra'ehu," the Pasuk we just read. "Amre Deber Bi'anai En Na Ella Lashon Bakasha." The word Na, Deber Na. What's the word Na means? Please. Moshe Rabbeinu, please ask Bnei Israel they should borrow money from their neighbor. Since when? Do you have a, why he has the person they're giving him money? What Moshe Rabbeinu is asking Ben Israel? Go borrow money from the Mitzrayim. Which person on earth you gonna tell him we wanna give you money and you have to beg him come take money? Every person you telling him we have money for you. They'll jump to you. Why you have to beg them? Please go borrow money. Go take money. You have to beg a person to take money. Inna illa lashon bakasha. So what's going on over here? Amar lo kadosh baruch hu Moshe bakasham cha lech ve'emor lahem leIsrael bebakasham kem shalom Mitzrayim ki lechesav uchle zahab. Please, I'm asking you to please take money. Why? Shelo yomar oto tzaddik ve'abadum ve'enu otam kiyem bahem bi'acharichin yesu berchush gadol lo kiyem bahem. So what is this? The Gemara tells us here that Hashem was he didn't want Abraham Abinu hasva shalom to say that because Hashem promised Abraham Avinu, ki ger yezer akah beeres lo lahem, ba'abadum ve'anu otam 400 shana. Hashem told Abraham Avinu, all your children, they're going to suffer in Mitzrayim, but at the end, they're going to live with a lot of money, they're going to live out of Mitzrayim. So Hashem, he was worried, ki b'yachol, that maybe Abraham Avinu is going to see Bnei Israel leaving Mitzrayim without any money. What Abraham's going to say? Oh, hey, take a look, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the first part of the Shebu'ah that he made to me, he told me that my children, they're going to suffer in Mitzrayim. He kept it. But the second part of the Shebu'ah, they didn't keep it. They left Mitzrayim without any money. So probably Abraham Avinu is going to start talking about the Kadosh Baruch Hu that is, he does not keep his promise. Therefore, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, ask Am Israel, please take money with you. Why? Because I don't want to have any problem with Abraham Avinu. That's a simple understanding of the Gemara, but we'll try to understand it a little bit different because the Ben Ish-Hai, he asked you, he said, L'chaura, the question we told you. Still, this doesn't answer the question, why would Ben Israel, why do we have to beg Ben Israel to borrow money? You could tell Ben Israel, go borrow money. And obviously they're going to go take money. So what's going on? So he says here, the Ben Ish-Hai Ben Hoyada, he says here, Yesh kushya yedu'a, v'ani tirasti ota b'pshitut. He said, there's a famous question over here. Ki itmar, b'ahareichen yesu b'rchush gadol. Ahareichen, after what? And after that, they're going to leave Mitzrayim with a lot of money. After what? He says here, v'haynu ahare she'anuchi dan et agoy asher ya'abodu. He said, if you pay attention to the words Hashem told Abraham Avinu, ki ger yezer akah beeres lo lahem, ba'abadum ve'anu otam 400 shana, okay? And after that, v'ahareichen yesu b'rchush gadol. V'gam et agoy asher ya'avodu dan anochi, v'ahareichen yesu b'rchush gadol. And I'm going to judge the Mitzrayim, I'm going to punish them because they made Am Yisrael suffer, and then Am Yisrael is going to leave Mitzrayim with a lot of money. He said, before Am Yisrael is going to leave with a lot of money, Hashem is going to punish the Mitzrayim. And he said here, the final punishment Hashem gave to the Mitzrayim, it wasn't in the 10 Makot. 10 Makot was to convince them to let Ben Israel leave. But that wasn't the main punishment. It was later on. וזה הדיבור לא נשלם אלא רק ביום שביעי של פסח שלקו על הים מכות גדולות. אז שאלים דשאלים היו של חמש מכות. דשאלים היו של חמש מכות. וגם היה מפלה לשר שלהם גם כן. So that's what he says here. He said, the main גזירה, Hashem told to Abraham Avinu, I'm going to punish the Mitzrayim by קריעת ים סוף. And after קריעת ים סוף, they're going to have a lot of money. And sure enough, Am Israel, חכים לתל אס, למדרשים, that בזאת הים, what Am Israel, all the money that they gathered from קריעת ים סוף, it was much more than the money they borrowed from Mitzrayim. Now, if that's the case, he says here, how Abraham Avinu is going to come to talk against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom, is going to say, how come he didn't keep his promise? The time didn't come yet. I promised you, after I'm going to punish the Mitzrayim, then they're going to have a lot of money. But when they left Mitzrayim, Hashem didn't finish punishing the Mitzrayim yet. So why would Abraham Avinu open up his mouth and start talking against Hashem, Chas V'Shalom? So that's what he says over here. So the Chavra, we have to understand the Gemara also. Ela, he tells us over here, he said that basically the main B'harachin Yesu B'rchush Gadol Hashem was referring to, it wasn't that Am Yisrael is going to borrow from the Mitzrayim. No, that wasn't the R'chush Gadol. The R'chush Gadol was by Kri'at Yam Suf. And the Gemara tells us, Masechet Berachot, said, V'yesh Ilum V'nasilut Mitzrayim. V'adonai Natan T'china Am B'enei Mitzrayim V'yesh Ilum. And they let them borrow. The Gemara said, what does mean V'yesh Ilum? This is Mahlokit in the Gemara and Berachot over there, the same page that we just read. Some Hakamim, they explain, V'yesh Ilum B'al Korham Shel Yisrael. What does it mean? They forced Israel to take the money. Why do you have to force Israel to take the money? The Mitzrayim, they forced Israel to take the money. Please, I'm giving you the money, take it. What's going on over here? So he tells us here, he brings down the Mashal from the Magid Medubna. He says here, והדבר זה יובן היטב על פי משל שכתב באוהל יעקב בפרשת בו בעניין, ואני אשנה בו קצת כדי שיהיה דומה לנמשל. והוא, he tells us here, he said, there was once two kings that they had a war between the two countries. The two countries are fighting, there's war between them, but it was stretched for such a long time. Until they said, until when we're going to do like this? Let's put an end to the war. So what are you going to do? Let's bring the strongest man that you have from your country, and we'll bring the strongest man we have in our country. Let these two men fight with each other. Whoever is going to win, his country is going to win. Instead of we're fighting, you're fighting, and no one's winning. So let's put an end to that war. That's what they decided. And I said, okay. One of the countries, they had a giant guy that he looks big and fat and strong. And the other country, they had such a short guy, but he was strong. But he was short and he was skinny, but he was very strong. So they brought them, said, let these two strong people fight with each other. And they decided, said, how are we going to win the war? Decided that they made a hole in the ground, deep hole. And they said, whoever's going to be able to throw the other guy in that hole, he's going to win. However, they're not going to fight right next to that hole that they dug. They went 200 feet, 300 feet away. And from over there, they started to fight with each other. And whoever's going to throw the other guy in the pit is going to win. Okay? So each country was, they were sure that their guy is going to win. Even though the short guy was very short, but they know he's very strong. Because so the kings and all the people, they were watching the war. Then he came that the giant guy. He saw this guy, the short guy, is coming in front of him. That's what he sent to fight with me. He picked him in one hand. He picked him in one hand, and the other guy was trying, was trying to smack him. He couldn't move. And the day he was taking him straight, he carried him all the way next to the pit. He wanted to throw him there. But sure enough, before they got close to the pit, that short guy, he was very strong. They knew that he was strong. But he fought with him, and he carried the Jahash guy and threw him in. He threw him in the pit. So who won the war at the end? The short guy. And everything was settled, everything was fine. Now after that, the king of that short guy, he came to him, he told him, I know we relied on you, that you are strong and you are... You're strong, and we know that you're very strong, but you made our heart fail. Why? Because we saw you, that the other guy, he carried you from there in one hand, he didn't do anything. We understand that when he got closer to the pit, then he started to fight with him, then we knew that you're strong, but how come over there you didn't do anything? Why you didn't fight with him from far away? Then he told them, Rabotai, you saw this guy, you saw how big is he. He told them, listen, if I'm going to carry him, I am strong. I could carry him, I could fight with him and carry him from there. But if I'm going to carry him from there and carry him 200, 300 feet, only from putting him on my shoulder 300 feet, I'm going to get tired. So what do you want? So I let him carry me next to the pit, then I threw him in. That's what he told them. Said, I know I was strong, but what do you want? This guy, you saw how big is he. Only from carrying him, I'm going to get tired. So I let him, okay, you carry me. I made believe I'm fighting with you. But he wasn't really putting any effort. So he let him carry him. But when they got close to the pit, then he threw him in. That was the Mashal Ben Shahai says. Then Mishal, he said, the money that Am Israel is going to take from Mitzrayim, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Abraham Avinu, which money is this? Not the money that they borrowed from the Mitzrayim. That was the change. That was the extras. But the real v'acharichin yesu v'rchush gadol was by Kriat Yamsuf. So really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Am Israel, please let them take some money. Why let them take some money? Because Am Israel, they did not want to take the money. We don't want the money. Said, why you don't want the money? He said, because Am Israel, they're suspecting, even after they're going to leave Mitzrayim, probably Parao is going to run after them to chase them, bring them back to Mitzrayim. That's sure enough, that's what happened. See next week, Parasha. After Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim, then he changed his mind, he went after them. So Am Israel said, listen, if we're going to carry all the gold, all the money from the Mitzrayim, we're going to run away with it. We know Pharaoh is going to chase us after. So we're going to run away. Not only we're running on our lives, he wants us also to carry the gold and the money and everything. No. Let them carry it for us. Let them bring it by Kriat Yam Suf. We'll take it by Kriat Yam Suf. So Am Yisrael said, why should we put the fuss and to carry the money from Mitzrayim till Kriat Yam Suf? Let them bring it to us to Kriat Yam Suf. That's why Am Yisrael did not want to take the money. The Pasuk said, Ve'eshidun be'al korham shel Mitzrayim. They didn't want. Am Yisrael didn't want. Why should we carry it? Let them carry it for us. That's what the Gemara tells us. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, please ask Israel to take some money. Am Israel did not want to take money. That's how he explains it here. But we could explain it with Hashem a little bit different. We have the Pasuk, David HaMelech tells us in Sefer Tehillim, that Pasuk, we read it every time we read the Hallel, we read it, Beset Israel and Mitzrayim, Bet Yaakov Me'am Lo'iz. That Am Israel, whenever they left Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says over there that Hayam Ra'a Ve'Yanos. Hayarden is Sob Le'Ahor. Hayam Ra'a Ve'Yanos. Said the Pasuk said Hayam, the ocean, the sea, saw something. And what happened? After the sea, they saw something. Hayam Ra'a. What did the sea see? What did the sea saw? Whatever. Sea, whatever. So what did the ocean see? The Hakim tell us, Mahloket, in the Midrashim, you have all kind of Pirushim. What does it mean? Hayam Ra'avi. What caused the ocean to split? What did the ocean see? So that's a question in many Pirushim they have in the Midrashim. I saw that the Midrashim bring down. Midrashim bring down the Midrash Peli'a. It says in Midrash Peli'a something Chaura doesn't make sense. It said Hayam Ra'a. What did the ocean see? The ocean see the money that Am Yisrael they're carrying out of Mitzrayim. When the ocean saw all the money with Am Yisrael, then the ocean ve'yanos. The ocean split among four Am Yisrael. And Am Yisrael, Ubnei Yisrael, adekhu be'yabasha betuchiyam. That's what brought down the Midrash Pedia. There are many Pirushim, like Marat al-Ras, Zohar Kadosh also speak about it, that Hayam, the saw Arono shel Yosef, and split. That's what many midrashim say like this, but in midrash Pelia I saw they bring down Hayam Ra'a. What did the ocean see? The ocean saw all the money that Am Yisrael they took with them from Mitzrayim, and because of this the ocean split. Chaura, what's the connection? What caused the ocean to split because he saw the money with Am Yisrael? What does this have to do with this? This we have to understand by Ezra Hashem. We have Gemara here in Masechet Sanhedrin. Also famous Gemara, Daf Tzadik Alef Amud Alef. The Gemara tells us here, Pa'am Ahat Ba'u B'nei Mitzrayim Ladun Im Yisrael Lefnei Alexander Mugdun. Once the Mitzrayim, people from Egypt, they came in front of Alexander Mugdun and they had a problem against Am Yisrael. What's their problem? What they want from him? אמרו לו, הרי הוא אומר, ואדוני נתן את חן העם בעיני מצרים ויש אילום. תנו לנו כסף וזהב שנטלתם ממנו. So the מצרים, they told Alexander Mugdon, the pasuk in the Torah said that when Am Israel, they left מצרים, they borrowed a lot of gold and silver from the מצרים. They borrowed all the silver from the מצרים. So let them give us back all what they borrowed. Doesn't say that we gave it to them. Ve'yesh ilum. What ve'yesh ilum? We lend them. We lend them gold and silver. We let them borrow it. But they have to give it back. They don't give it back yet. Amar lahem Gibeha ben Pisisa l'chachamim. So there was one guy, his name's Gibeha. He told Chachamim, give me permission. Let me go and answer them in front of Alexander Mugdon. They told him, probably you're not going to have the right answer. What are we going to do? Then he told him, listen. he told them, תנו לנו רשות ואדון עמהם לפני נצחנו. אם ינצחוני, אמרו להם, הדיות שבנו נצחתם. ואם אני אנצח אותם, אמרו להם, תורת משה רבנו נצחתכם. So he told them, if I'm going to win the argument between us, then he's going to tell them, you see, Am Israel, our Torah is saving us. And if they're not going to accept whatever I'm going to tell them, and they're gonna still demanding from us all the money that we took from them, then you should tell them, listen, to do who came in front of you? A simple guy. Let our hachamim come in front of you and answer you. So that's how they made the kibichol sort of trick to answer the Mitzrayim in front of Alexander the Magdon. Bikitzur, he went over there, they gave him reshut, and he went, Vedan Amahim, Amar Lahim, Meichalantim Ibim Raya, what's your proof that Am Israel, they borrowed money? Where does it say? Am Israel, we borrowed money from the Mitzrayim? Where does it show me? They told him, where does it say? In your Torah. Pasuk says, Min HaTorah. We just read the Pasuk, Badonai Natan Tchem Am Be'anim Israel Be'yash Ilum. From your Torah. Then he told him, oh, if that's the case, Amar Lahin, Afani lo abi lachem ra'ya ila min ha-Torah. I'm also going to bring you proof from the Torah. So what he told them? Shneimar, u'mosha b'nei Yisrael asher yashivu b'Misraim shiloshim shana v'arba meot shana. Tenu lanu sachar abuda sheshishim rubo sheshabatim b'Misraim shiloshim shana v'arba meot shana. So he told them, oh yeah, you're bringing me proof from the Torah that we borrowed money from you? Said, how many years we stayed in Misraim, Am Yisrael? 430 years, the Pasuk said in this week's parasha, 430 years we stayed in Mitzrayim, we were working for you. Now, don't we deserve salary for us working by you in Mitzrayim? What did you pay us? Well, the 430 years we stayed in Mitzrayim, 600,000 people, we were working for you. Did you pay us? Give us back all our salary, then we give you back what we borrowed. Then Alexander Magdon, he heard this, he said, okay, answer him. You, the Mitzrayim, you claiming that the Am Israel, they owe you money. He's saying that you owe them money. Answer them. Amar Lahim Alexander Magdon, Hazir Lahim Teshuba. Answer him. Amru lo, give us 3 days to think, to see what should we answer. Let us think about the answer before we answer. Natan Lahim Zman, Batku velo Matsu Teshuba. They did not find an answer to his question. Miyad nihu sadotehen kishen zeruot vikharmehen kishen notuot ubarhu. What happened? Said when they saw that they have no answer to Gebihab and Pesisa, and obviously Alexander Magdon is not going to keep quiet for them, what did they do? All the Mitzrayim, they left all their houses, they left all their fields, and they ran away, they kished away. Why? Because they were scared from Alexander Magdon, probably is going to punish them. They left everything, they ran away, they kished. That's what it says here in the Gemara. So you see here that how Gebihab and Pesisa, Hakim, they gave him Peru, they gave him permission. He went over there and he answered them. He said, you're claiming that we borrowed money from you? No problem. We'll give you back the money that we borrowed. But we want you to pay us first for all the salary of 600,000 people for the period of 430 years. Pay us our salary first, then we'll give you back the money that we borrowed. He asks here the Ben Ishhai, he says, "V'ha'delo hebi lahem teshuba min haketub brit ben betarim v'acharichin yesu berchush gadol demuchach shedavar ze haya gazur meyet Hashem itbarach shechot mamunam." So he said, why Gebihab Pesisa did not give them an answer from that same pasuk? They told him that, what they told him, "V'yesh ilum v'nasalot Mitzrayim," that you borrowed money from us. He said, oh, you borrowed money from you? He said, don't you know? If you bring me Raya from the Torah, obviously you went through the Torah. Didn't you see in the Torah that Hashem promised Abraham Avinu that after we're going to be Abadim Mitzrayim, we're going to live with a lot of money? Obviously you saw this in the Torah. So what are you asking? Hashem gave us permission to take all of your money. That's in the Torah. Your question, you're bringing the support, your question from the Torah. It says before, by Parashat Lech Lecha, V'acharichin yesu b'rchush gadol. Didn't you see this? Pnei shehayu meshivin, why he didn't answer them like this? He told them, no, give us our salary. You don't need to go far. From that same gezerah, you see, Hashem gave us permission to take all their money. He said, no, from that pasuk, they could have answered him, D'lo amar behedia sheikhu mamun Mitzrayim, shehayu ma'abidim. Ela, בשורה בשר להם שיסו ברכוש גדול שיהיו מתעשרים שם ממלאכות ומסע ומתן. הנה מזק היה על הרכוש שלקחו בתורה, בתורת שאלה, שיצאו מלאים כסף וזהב, אך הוא על מנת להחזיר, כאשר היה כן ביניהם התנאי, שנתנו להם בתורת שאלה על מנת להחזיר את זה, ולא אמר שיקחו אותו מתנה לעצמם לגמרי. So he said, he didn't want to bring them right up from there, why? Because over there, What rechush gadol? If you're gonna earn the money in Mitzrayim, then you can take it with you. But not the gezerah by Abraham Abinu didn't mean that you have to take all the Egyptians' money. It doesn't say like this. V'harchin yesu b'rchush gadol, on their own money, all the money that they make in Mitzrayim, they're gonna leave with that money. But doesn't mean they have to take the money of the Mitzrayim. Therefore, Gibeah and Pesisai brought them raya from where? He brought them raya from, you have to pay us our salary. That's what it says here in the Gemara. I saw here in the Hatam Sofer, in Torat Moshe, Daf Lamed Het Amud Aleph, he asks here on this Gemara, after he quotes here this Gemara, he said, Abal, yesh di hashiv al zeh, di halo sechirut ena mishtalemet illa lebasof. ועדיין לא נשלמו 400 שנה, רק רדו שנה. הוא פועל, החוזר בחצי היום, אין לו שום שכר גם על העבר. He says here, I don't understand. The answer that Gibeah and Pesisa gave in front of Alexander Macdon, it's not true. That's a wrong answer. Why? Because what Gibeah and Pesisa is asking? He said, give us our salary. Said, oh, you want your salary? So we have halakha, open up Shulchan Aruch. If you hire someone to work for you for a day, you hired him, I want you today, from 9 to 5, I want you to work by me. And I'll pay you $100, $200, whatever you agreed between you, I'll pay you. And that worker, he decided, 2 o'clock, he told his boss, Shalom, I'm leaving. I told him, hey, I hired you from 9 to 5, where are you leaving? So I don't want to work by you anymore. But I hired you from 9 to 5. So he said, the halakha says, he could leave. If the worker wants to leave in the middle of the day, he could leave. However, he doesn't get paid for nothing. Why? Because I hired you, I wanted you from 9 to 5. I had something important. I wanted to finish until 5 o'clock. Now you got me stuck in the middle of the day. You told me you don't want to work for me anymore. So you're causing me now damage. So I don't have to pay you anything. That's how Halakha Shulchan Aruch said. So it tells us here that Sechirut ena mishtalemet illa lebasof. And if the worker is going to ask the Baal HaBayit at 2 o'clock, could you please pay me my salary? I'll pay you. Finish the day first. Work until 5 o'clock, then I'll pay you the salary. You want your salary from 2 o'clock? I cannot give it to you. So the Halakha says you don't have to give it to him. So here, Am Israel, how many years they were supposed to stay in Mitzrayim? Hashem told Abraham Abinu, "Va'avadum ve'anu otam 400 shana." They have to stay in Mitzrayim 400 years. And really, how many years after they came down to Mitzrayim? After how many years they left Mitzrayim? After 210 years. So that means, you're right that you Am Israel, you were working by Parao, and you want your salary. But the problem is, you left in the middle of the day. You were supposed to stay in Mitzrayim 400 years. If you would have stayed 400 years, then you have a good claim. We owe you money because all the salary that we hired you for. But now that you left in the middle of the day, Alachan Shulchan Aruch said, you don't have to pay. We don't have to pay you nothing. So what are you asking, you, Gibeah and Pesisa? Give us our salary. You don't deserve any salary. Because the deal between us was, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you have to be slave, you have to work by Parao 400 years. And you left after 210. You don't deserve nothing. But the Mitzrayim, they didn't know that halakha. Therefore, they kept quiet, they ran away. But he said, but the bottom line, Gibeah and Pesisa wasn't right. So how come really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us permission to take all the Egyptians' money? Because of our salary? Because of our salary, we don't deserve it. Halakha says, Shulchan Aruch, we don't deserve it. If we would have stayed 400 years, then yeah, you're right, we deserve it. But we didn't stay 400 years. אך, he says here, יש לדמות זה לבעל הבית החוזר באמצע היום, שצריך לשלם לפועל שכר מלאכה של כל היום. ואתה שפיר כי פרעו גירשם ממצרים קודם זמנן, והוא החוזר, ועליו לשלם להם הכל, ובדין נטלו המגיע להם. What is he saying here? He's telling us here, he said, you're right, if the worker changed his mind, he wants to leave at 2 o'clock, he could change his mind, but he doesn't deserve any pay. But he said, that's only if the worker changes his mind. But let's say the boss, he hires someone from 9 to 5, and the worker, he started to work by him. At 2 o'clock, the boss told the worker, I don't need you anymore. How much I told you I'm going to pay you $200, you work until 2 o'clock, I'll pay you 125 in cash. He said, no, you hired me for the whole day. I could have worked by someone else. Who's going to take me now at 2 o'clock? I need to make some money. I need to support my family. 2 o'clock, if people would have known that I was available from the morning, I would have found a different place to work. And you, the deal between us, you wanted me from 9 to 5. And now you want to catch me at 2 o'clock? You have to pay me full money. You have to pay the $200, whatever we agreed for the full day, you have to pay me. Why? Because you changed your mind. If I change my mind, I don't deserve nothing. But if you change your mind, you have to pay me top dollar, the full amount. And here he said, by Am Israel, when they were to Mitzrayim, you're right, we were supposed to stay 400 years. But Par'o, he changed his mind and he kished us before the 400 years. The Pasuk said, Kishalihu kala garesh garesh atchem mizeh. Par'o, he told Mitzrayim, kish, I don't want you here. He chased them out of Mitzrayim. So who changed his mind? We changed our mind or he changed his mind? Oh, he changed his mind. Ah, if the boss changes his mind, he has to pay us top dollar. That's how he explained it. That means the answer that Gibeham Pesisai gave them, it was a true answer. Why? Because even though if the worker who wants to leave in the middle of the day doesn't deserve anything, but that's if the worker decided. But if the boss decided, the boss, he has to pay him the full amount. ובזה, he continues here, יש לפרש פסוקי תהלים, ויוציאם בכסף וזהב, ואין בשפטיו כושל, פירוש, לשון מכשול ועוון. He says here, the פסוק תהלים said, ויוציאם בכסף וזהב, הקדוש ברוך הוא, let עם ישראל leave מצרים with gold, a lot of gold and money. ואין בשפטיו כושל. They didn't do any sin because they took their money. חאורה, according to the הלכה, they don't deserve it. We just said before, why? Because they changed their mind. They said, no. They did not change their mind. Par'o changed his mind. And the Pasuk continues on Tehillim. You know why all this money does belong to them according to the halakha also? Chaura, the person might ask, said, they changed, they left before the time, don't deserve. I said, no. Pasuk continues. Samach Mitzrayim b'tzitam ki nafal pahdam alehim. Vehu vahava ki ba'al bayit ahuzir. That's what he says. Samach Mitzrayim b'tzitam. The Mitzrayim, they were happy that they're leaving Mitzrayim. That means the Mitzrayim, they changed their mind. If that's the case, that means the boss changed his mind. They deserve all the money that they took from Mitzrayim. And that's here the Pirush Tachatam Sefer tells us here. But I saw he adds a little bit more. And also Torah Moshe in Ha'ara, in the bottom, he tells us here in Parashat Shemot, the Yud Aleph. Amud Beit, he has here in the Ha'ara on the bottom here, he brings different answer. ומקשים העולם, הרי מסד הדין עם כל זה, לא הגיע להם שכר עבודה, אחר שיעשו ל-210 שנים. מקום אליהם, פועל החוזר באמצע הזמן, בעל הבית סוחר עליו, עד כדי סוחרו. והרבה תירוצים נאמרו בזה. Said the question that we just asked before, he said they had this question, many answers was given to it, but he'll say something else now. אומנם יש לומר, כי אבותינו לא יצאו מצרים, כי אם אחד מחמישה, כמו שהביא רש"י על פסוק, וחמושים עלו בני ישראל מארץ מצרים. Said, עם ישראל, when they left מצרים, only 1/5 of עם ישראל left מצרים. 4/5 of עם ישראל, they died in מכת חושך. That's what the Pasuk tells us. V'hamushim ma'alu b'nei Yisrael m'Mitzrayim. What does V'hamushim? The Midrash tells us, Rashi brings it on the spot. Only 1/5 of Am Yisrael, they were zoche to leave Mitzrayim. 4/5, they died in Makat Hoshech. So he said, if that's the case, le'ezi tachlit yaldu shisha b'kiris echad? Halu b'shnayim ma'yadai. If that's the case, why Kadosh Baruch Hu did such a big miracle for Am Israel and Mitzrayim, that each woman was giving birth to 6 children at a time? Why you have to multiply them so much, and at the end to kill 4/5 of them? Let them multiply normally, one baby or twins maximum. Normally what people they have one child at a time, or twins at a time, okay. But not 6 babies at a time. So I don't understand. Hashem, he made them multiply 6 children at a time, he made such a big miracle, and at the end, he killed 4/5 of Am Yisrael. Why? Because they were Rishayim, they didn't want to leave Mitzrayim. So what's all this for? Why you have to do all this miracle? وَلَيْزَ تَخْلِيدِ يَدْلُوا شُشَّى بِكِرَسِ حَانِ وَأُمْنَامْ أَمْرُوا حَزَالْ كِي الشَّعْبُودِ تَحِيلْ بِمِسْرَيْمْ بِعَيْتْ لِيدَتْ مِرْيَمْ وَكَخْ نَكْرَى شِمَامْ مِرْيَمْ عَلْشَيْمْ بِمَرِرُوتْ حَيَهِمْ. He says here, Hakim, they tell us in the Midrash that the real شعبود that عام إسرائيل started to suffer in Mitzrayim, that was from the time that Miriam Nebiya was born. That's why they called Miriam Nebiya Miriam. Why? Because the word Miriam comes from the shoresh of Miriam, Zmar. What's Mar? Birr. That's Miriam coming from the shoresh Birr. Therefore, her parents, they called her Yochebed and Amram, they called their daughter, they called her Miriam. Why? Al Shem v'marerut hayehem. Because they saw how the Mitzrayim, they're making the life of Am Israel better. Therefore, they called her Miriam. From that time, Am Israel started to suffer in Mitzrayim. Before this, they were living in Mitzrayim like kings. Yosef was the king of Mitzrayim, was giving them food, and Yaakov, and Vayamot Yosef, v'chol adorah, then v'yakom melech hadash al Mitzrayim. All the time that Yosef was alive, or any of the Shebatim was alive, Am Yisrael did not suffer at all in Mitzrayim. But from the time Miriam Nebiya was born, that's when the real suffering started. And how many years was that? From the time Miriam Nebiya was born until they left Mitzrayim, Hakim, tell us, Miriam Nebiya was 3 years older than Aharon. And Aharon was 3 years older than Moshe. And when they left Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, Moshe ben Shemonim Shana, ve'Aharon ben Shalosh u'Shmonim Shana bedaberam el Parao. Moshe was 80 years old, Aharon was 83. It means how many years, how old was Miriam when they left Mitzrayim? She was 86. That means the real Sha'bud of Mitzrayim was 86 years. That's Gematria Elohim. Now he says, והנה מספר בני ישראל שנגזר עליהם הגלות והגאולה היה 60 רבו, והיה להם לעבוד 430 שנה, כמו שכתוב פרשת בו. Said, עם ישראל, they were supposed to be in Mitzrayim 430 years. What's the extra 30 years? Once we had this special drasha on it, Hashem told Abraham Abinu 400 years. All of a sudden, now we see in this week's parasha, ומשה בני ישראל אשר ישרו במצרים 30 שנה ו-400 שנה, 430. Where did the 30 years come from? We didn't have time for this. But the Rashi Prakim, Hakim, they tell us, that was instead of to replace the Shabbatot that they did not work by Parah. If you do the calculation, how many years the Shabbatot of the 400 years that they were supposed to be in Mitzrayim, if you add them up, the Shabbatot of 400 years, it adds up to another 30 years. Once we did calculation, we don't get into it now, but that's what the Pasuk said, 430 years. V'Hashem Efra Otam Ad She'ayu Hamisha Pe'amim Shishim Rabo. Am Israel, if only one-fifth of Am Israel left Mitzrayim, and how many people left Mitzrayim, the Pasuk said clearly, it said, Keshesh Me'ot Elef Ragli, 600,000 people, they left Mitzrayim. And that's one-fifth. That means Am Israel, they were five times 600,000. But the problem, four-fifths of us died in Mitzrayim. Tzeva Hashob, Hamish Pe'amim, Pe'vav, Temsa 430 Shana. We said, how many years Am Israel, the real suffering in Mitzrayim was we said, from the time Miriam Nebiya was born. That was 86 years. 86 years, Am Israel, they were really suffering in Mitzrayim. And that's not only the one-fifth that we left Mitzrayim, four-fifths of Am Israel, the other four-fifths of Am Israel, they were also suffering in Mitzrayim. But they did not merit to live in Mitzrayim. They died in Makat Hoshech. That means when Parao was making us suffer, he wasn't making 600 people suffer. He was making five times 600 people suffer. Why? Because four-fifths, they died before they left Mitzrayim. But until then, they were suffering all the five-fifths. All Am Israel, they were suffering in Mitzrayim. That means now, if 86 times 5, adds up to 430. Therefore, it says here, نَمْسَى شَكَلُّوا عَبُودَتَهَمْ شَأَيْ لَهِمْ لَعَبُودَ وَلَوْ يَسْوُوا تُخْزِمَنَمْ. So if that's the case, that Am Israel, they did work for Parao 430 years. How? Because four-fifths of Am Israel, they died. And they were also suffering by Parao. And how many years the suffering was, as we said, was 86 years. 86 years times 5/5 that we have in Am Yisrael, you have the 430 years. 5 times 86, 430. Therefore, he tells us here that really Am Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, we did finish our Shibu'at, Hashem told to Abraham Avinu, Va'abadun Ve'anotah 400 Shana. We finished the 400 years. How? Because we were much more than 600,000. We had another four-fifths. multiply another four times of the 600,000, they were also suffering in Mitzrayim. But they did not merit to leave Mitzrayim. So really, we didn't finish our job in Mitzrayim. If that's the case, not only we finished our job in Mitzrayim, that what Hashem promised Abraham Abinu, also to make up the Shabbatot that we did not work in Mitzrayim, we said another 30 years to make up for these years. That means when we left Mitzrayim, we did finish our day. We finished our job. If that's the case, we do deserve all the money. That's what Gibeah Pesisai told them, give us all of our salary. What are you going to tell me? You don't deserve the salary. Why? Because you left before the time? Said, no. We worked not only 400 years, we worked 430 years also to make up also for whatever we missed. That means we did finish our job in Mitzrayim. Therefore, everything belongs to us. Give us our salary. Where's our salary? That's what Gibeah Pesisai was telling them. And now we could understand the midrash that we said before. Hayam ra'a ve'yanos. What did the ocean see and it split? We said one pirush said Hayam ra'a aronos shel Yosef. A different midrash Be'eliyat says the ocean saw the money that Am Israel they're carrying from Mitzrayim, and therefore it split. What does it mean? He said no. In the beginning, the ocean did not want to split for Am Israel. Why? Because the ocean said, listen, why should I split for those people who are running away from Mitzrayim? Hashem made Shebu'ah, they have to stay in Mitzrayim 400 years. And now they left after 210 years. They don't deserve it. I'm not splitting the ocean. Why should I split? They do not deserve it. They still deserve to be Abadim. But whenever the ocean saw all the money of the Mitzrayim in the hands of Am Israel, now the ocean said, hey, who gave permission to Am Israel to take all their money, all the money of the Mitzrayim? Was that the reward because of their salary? So they don't deserve it. Why? Because they did not finish the day. They didn't finish the 400 years. How come they have all their money? How did Hashem let them take all the money? Elat must have been the what? That all the money that they took, because 4/5 of Am Israel, they died, said they didn't finish their job. Now, as if Parao changed his mind. Or either you could answer like the first answer that the Hatan Sofer told us, as if Pharaoh changed his mind in the middle of the day and they do deserve all the money. Or with the second Pirush of the Hatan Sofer that we just said, that because Am Israel, they were multiplying 6 children at a time, were so much of Am Israel, only 600,000 that we left Mitzrayim, it was only 1/5. So we were 5 times 600,000. That's what we were in Mitzrayim. So all of them, they were slaves by Pharaoh. That means we did make up for the 400 years that we were supposed to be slaves by Pharaoh, even though the real suffering was 86 years, but you have to multiply it by 5 times because we were 5 times in Mitzrayim. Therefore, we did finish our job in Mitzrayim, and all the money that we took, we do deserve it. Why? Because that's our salary. Now, if that's the case, when the ocean saw this, that means Am Israel, they didn't finish their job in Mitzrayim. Now the ocean agreed to split. That's Hayam Ra'av Yanos. What did the ocean see? The ocean saw that Am Israel, they're coming with the money of the Mitzrayim, and they do deserve it according to the halakha. Therefore, decided to split. However, I saw here in Panim Yafot, even with this answer, he doesn't like it. He has different problem over here. He said what? He said, L'chaora, I understand that Am Israel, they were slaves by Pharaoh, and they do all the money that they took from Mitzrayim, it was their salary. But he said, hey, you Am Israel, you were slave to whom in Mitzrayim? You were slave to Pharaoh. So you claiming that you deserve all the money, that's why you took all the money from Mitzrayim, it was to pay for your salary for the 400 days that you stayed in Mitzrayim, no problem. You do deserve all this money like we just explained, but who has to pay you? Pharaoh has to pay you. And Am Israel, where did they borrow the money from? Every person is borrowing from his friend. Every woman is borrowing from her friend. Does her friend has to pay Am Israel? You deserve the money, but not from me, not from the Mitzrayim. You deserve it from Pharaoh. Go take it from Pharaoh. What do you want from us? You're right. After all what we said, we came up to conclusion, Am Israel, they do deserve all the money for the salary, for their hard work in Mitzrayim 400 years. No problem. You deserve it. But let Pharaoh pay you. Why are you taking Ish Meitra'u, Isha Meitra'u? Chaura, they're not supposed to pay you. Paro has to pay you, not them. So he asks here the Panim Yafot in Parashat Lech Lecha on the Pasuk, Be'eres lo lahem, ki geri yezara'acha be'eres lo lahem. He says here, Ve'yesh lefaresh od, dekai name al galut Mitzrayim. ומה שאמר לא להם, משום שכפה יוסף את מצרים להיות עבדים לפרעו. כלכתיב בסוף פרשת ויגש, ויאמר יוסף אל העם, הן קניתי אתכם היום ואת אדמתכם לפרעו. הי לכם זרע וזרעתם את האדמה. והיינו לא להם שאינו שלהם. ויש לומר הטעם, לפי שידע יוסף בשדת מצרים, so he says, why did יוסף הצדיק, why did he buy all the people in מצרים, as slaves to Parao. At the time of the 7 years of the hunger, all the Muslims, they came to Parao, they wanted to eat. He told them, go to Yosef. Yosef told them, pay us. They paid him in the beginning. All the money that they have, they paid him. Then he told them, we don't have no more money. He told them, no problem. Sell yourself as slaves to Parao, then I'll give you food to eat. They had no choice. They're going to die anyways. They don't have food. They agreed to be slaves to Parao. Why did Yosef decided all of a sudden he wants all the Misraim, all the people in Misraim to be slaves to Parao? Why? What was in Yosef's mind when he told them this? So the people of Misraim, you are Yosef, Parao put you in charge to support, to save the food, to give it to the people of the land. Why you decided now to buy all the people, to buy them as slaves to Parao? Why are you doing this? Ela. יוסף, יש לומר הטעם לפי שידע יוסף הצדיק בזדת הים, שכבר פתיחו הקדוש ברוך הוא לאברהם, שאחר כן יסו ברכוש גדול. ובאמת, לא הייתה עבודתם, אלא לפרעו עצמו. כלכתיב, ויהי בין ערי מסכנות לפרעות פתאום את רעמסס. He says, יוסף הצדיק, he knew that עם ישראל, before they're going to leave Mitzrayim, they're going to take all the money from Mitzrayim. But he says, why עם ישראל, they deserve all this money? What is it? Because they were working to פרעו. The Pasuk said, even Arim Skinot, Lefarao, they were working to Parao. So Parao has to pay them all the money. If that's the case, how are they going to get all the money from Parao? Therefore, Yosef HaTzadik, he knew this and he decided from the beginning, he bought all the Mitzrayim to be slaves to Parao. Now after all the Mitzrayim, they were slaves to Parao. Now the Pasuk, we have Halakha, Masha Kana Ebed, Kana Rabbo. All what the servant, the Ebed, he owns, belongs to his master. If that's the case, when Am Israel, they borrowed Ish Meitre'ehu Veisham Meitre'euta, who'd they borrow from? They borrow from the slaves. And those slaves themselves, they were slaves to Parao. That means when they took the money from them, as if they took the money from Parao. Why? Because they're also slaves to Parao. That means that's what Yosef saw in the beginning. That's why he decided to buy all the Mitzrayim as slaves. Well, because he knew Am Yisrael is going to borrow from his friend, from his neighbor. And Chaurad, the neighbor, they don't have to pay them. They were slaves to Parao. Let Parao pay you for your salary. Why are you coming to me? Therefore, he made all the Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim slaves to Parao. In order what when Am Yisrael is going to leave Mitzrayim, they're going to borrow from them. And as if they're taking their salary from Parao, because they were slaves of Parao. And all what the slave owns belongs to the master, to Parao. And all the money that Am Israel took from the slaves, it was Parao's money. That was the plan, master plan of Yosef HaTzadik. כמו שפירש השם פרשת יתרו, אם כן, מה היה העניין זה שנצלו את מצרים ושאלו איש מאת רעהו ואישה מאת רעהותה, שהוא בשכר שעבוד, ואלו לא היו עבדים למצרים אלא לפרעו. אלא כיוון שהיו כולם עבדים לפרעו, ומה שקנה עבד קנה רבו, אם כן היה הכל של פרעו. That's what he tells us here, the beautiful Pirush, that tells us here that Panim Yafot, Baal Aflaa, he says that's also what the Pasuk said, Ki ger yeh zara'acha be'eres lo lahem. What does it mean be'eres lo lahem? They're going to be slaves in the land which doesn't belong to them. Of course, if they're going to be slaves, they're not going to be in Eretz Israel slaves. If they are controlling Eretz Israel, they're not going to be slaves. So what the Pasuk said, be'eres lo lahem? He says here, no, the Pasuk is not referring to Am Israel. Am Israel, they're going to be slaves in a country that the people of the country do not own the land. Who owns the land? Parao. Only Parao owns the land. Even the Mitzrayim themselves, it's not their land. All the land belongs to Parao. But you can't call Halkat Mitzrayim. He bought everything. Yosef, he bought everything, belongs to Parao. Why? Because Yosef knew Am Yisrael they're gonna empty out Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim they don't deserve to pay Am Yisrael. It's not their responsibility to pay Am Yisrael. Therefore, he made all of them slaves. Now, from any person you're gonna take from Mitzrayim, as if you took from Parao. Parao, he owes us all the money for the 400 days we work for him. That was the master plan of Yosef Tzaddik. And that's what he continued. וזהו שאמר כתוב לאור הבנים וגם את הגוי אשר יעבוד דן אנוכי ואחריכן יסו ברכוש גדול לא שיהיו עבדים למצרים אלא מפני שהם מצרים עצמם אינם שלהם למה שכאן עבד כאן הרבו וזהו שכתוב בארץ לא להם. The land of the מצרים themselves does not belong to them. That's here what the פנים יפות tells us here. If that's the case, now we understand why the Torah told us here that Berna be'ozni ha'am v'shalu ish me'et re'ehu v'isha me'et re'euta. We asked before, why the Pasuk said ish me'et re'ehu, a man from his friend, a woman from her friend? The Pasuk could have wrote this in a shorter way. V'shalu me'em Mitzriyim k'lechezah v'chlezah, that's it. Why ish me'et re'ehu, isha me'et re'euta? Ela, all the pirush that he gave us over here, the Panim Yafot, said that's true. Why? Because all the Mitzrayim, they were slaves to Parao. But we forgot, Pasuk tells us Beferush, the Pasuk says Beferush, Rak admat kohanim lo kana, ki chok la kohanim me'et Parao, ve'achilut chukam asher natan lahem Parao, al ken lo ma'achiru et admatam. So the kohanim of Parao, they did not sell themselves as abadim, neither they sold their land. Why? Because there's a law, there's a hawk, there's a law from Parao, that all his priests, they deserve to take the food without any pay. Hawk la kohanim meet Parao, ve'achirut hukam asher natan lahem Parao, ha'alken lo ma'achirut admatam. They did not sell their land, and kochikin, they did not sell themselves as abadim. If that's the case, now Am Yisrael, you're right, Parao has to pay them, but they do not have to take their salary straight from Parao. They could take it from anyone in Mitzrayim because they're all abadim to Parao. They're all abadim to Parao except the Kohanim. The Kohanim, they're not abadim to Parao. Pasuk said, "Alkin lo ma'achirut admatam." They're not abadim to Parao. That means when Am Yisrael, here Hashem is telling Am Yisrael, you have to take your money, you have to borrow your money from your neighbor, ish meit re'ehu, isha meit re'euta, you have to make sure you borrow from your friend, not from the Kohanim. Why? Because your friend, the Masri, he himself, the Masri, is abed to Parao. Anything that he owns belongs to Parao, and Parao has to pay you for your salary. He could take from the abed. But the Kohanim, they're not abedin to Parao. The Kohanim, it's not their fault. Why you want to take the money from them? If Parao owes you money, go take it from Parao. Why are you taking it from the Kohanim? Therefore, the Pasuk is emphasizing over here, don't borrow from the Kohanim. Why? Because the Kohanim, their money belongs to them, not to Parao, and you don't have permission to take it. Therefore, the Torah tells us here, don't take the money from the Kohanim, and I should take it only from the Egyptians. That's here what the Pasuk is telling us here. That's the Anyan here, Hakim, that tell us that this is the idea. And that's the Anyan and Hakim that tell us all these things, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, and he knows when he told Am Yisrael, all this money that they took from Mitzrayim, v'nasalut Mitzrayim, they empty out Mitzrayim, does belong, according to the halakhah, belongs, all their money belongs to Am Yisrael. Why? Because that was the reward of our job that we worked in Mitzrayim, that belongs to us. Therefore, everything that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing everything lefi ha'din, lefi ha'yosher. That's why when we left Mitzrayim, we deserve all this money. And that's what Hakim tell us, that all Anyan, that after the Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to take us out of Mitzrayim, Parao, with all his power, he couldn't do anything. When Hashem decides that we have to leave Mitzrayim, we're leaving Mitzrayim. Not only we're leaving Mitzrayim, we're taking salary of all the 400 days that we worked until now. We're taking everything from us. Therefore, the Pasuk said, "V'nasalut Mitzrayim." No wonder the Gemara Masechet Bechorot tells us that every Jew that he left Mitzrayim, he had a lot of 90 donkeys carrying the money and gold and the money of Mitzrayim. And that they empty out Mitzrayim. As welcome to Dash in Badagan. They empty out Mitzrayim completely. That was our reward. And Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu also should send us also the Hakim tell us that also Bati Mot HaMashiach, הפסוק נשאר, זה תחת נחושת אבי זהב, ותחת הברזל אבי חסב, ותחת העצים נחושת, תחת הבנים ברזל. All what אומות העולם took from Israel, they took from us, when Mashiach is going to come, they have to pay us everything back. Not only they have to pay us back all what they took from us, they have to pay us also even more. תחת נחושת אבי זהב. If they took copper from us, they have to pay us back the same way, same amount that they took, they have to pay us gold. תחת הנחושת אבי זהב. Whatever they took from us, they have to pay us more and more. That's here, that all, we're waiting בעזר השם, לימות המשיח, השם is going to send us משיח בעזר השם, עם ישראל is going to be על העליונה, נזכה בעזר השם, גולה של אמם, רבי אמנו, אמן ואמן. רבי חננה מנחשה אומר, נעשה הקדוש ברוך הוא.